From the New Jersey Times, I'm Alingan Mitra. This is the Daily 2. A Ryanair flight from Greece to Lithuania was forced to land in Belarus. Roman Protasevich, a government dissident who was on board, was then seized and imprisoned. Today, an interview with the dictator of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. It's Thursday, May 27th. Once again, we were scooped by my old roommate, Michael Barbaro, who not only would leave the air conditioner running even when he stepped out, but today also chose to cover the saga of Ryanair Flight 4978, here to discuss President Alexander Lukashenko. Is it president or dictator?
Well, it matters not, Lingon. It is the same thing to me.
Okay. President dictator Lukashenko, I'd like to first talk about the elections that took place last summer.
Yes, it was a landslide victory. I received 120% of the vote.
How did you get more than 100%?
That's how popular I am. Even the little babies were out casting their ballots, and some pets even turned out at the polls, and some dead people, of course. We really rocked the vote, Lingon. I mean, really, truly touching.
Well, I think this goes to the point that the elections were fraudulent. In the official report, In the official report, you claim to have gotten 80% of the vote.
80%, 120%, 42 million percent. It doesn't matter. It's all made up anyway. I mean, the point is, people love me.
Well, your popularity has always been in question, but during the last year's election in particular, there was growing discontent with how you handled COVID. You told people to protect their health by riding tractors, drinking vodka, and taking saunas.
Listen, I do regret that.
Oh, you now recognize you misled people?
No, I am saying I regret that because I regret not telling people even more ways to be safe. For example, you could pet a bear. You could take a tiny dolls and put them in increasingly bigger dolls. Or you could say, do that dance where you squat down and then you like kick your leg out, put your hands out like, ta-da, I'm almost sitting, you know?
Okay, yes, but these are just stereotypes now.
It's called culture, Alingon.
Well, aside from COVID, you kept Belarusians in fear through a domestic security agency that collects compromising material on anyone suspected of being disloyal. It's like the KGB.
Yes, it is the KGB.
What do you mean?
Oh, this is actually true. We did not change the name. In Belarus, we still call our spy agency the KGB. I mean, it just has like such good branding, you know? It's like the McDonald's of fear, you know? Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're listening.
Are you spying on me?
No.
Okay. In addition to the KGB, the government employs 40% of the workforce, so you can take away someone's job if they are suspected of being disloyal.
I mean, come on, Lingon. It's nice. It's beautiful. You know, it's like the utopia from George Orwell's novel 1984.
That was a dystopia.
Oh, no, nobody told me that. Okay. But listen, you know, it's beauty is in the eye of the beholder, is it not?
Yes, but surely you knew.
And we're simply very interested in having a chat with this beholder and their eye.
Okay, but last summer, you jailed Sergei Tikhanovsky, who was running against you, and then his wife, Svetlana, ran instead and actually became a legitimate threat.
Oh my God, it was like a television drama, you know? But listen, she would be a legitimate challenge in a legitimate election. But in an illegitimate election, she's an illegitimate threat, you know? Checkmate.
Well, after the fake election results came out, there were massive rallies calling for you to step down.
I know, so mean.
Well, they were peaceful protesters, but you pummeled them with volley after volley of rubber bullets, stun grenades, beatings.
Yes, yeah, so we're very proud of that. I mean, we actually got foreign training just for that.
Oh, the Russians.
No, the NYPD.
We'll be right back.
This summer, tune in on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. for a new show on NBC featuring an Asian woman, a gay black man, a non-binary Indian child, and a Latinx transgender person. What's the show about? We have no idea, but we know it'll have these people and Ashton Kutcher.
Before the break, President Dictator Lukashenko, we were talking about the elections to give context for your decision to ground Ryanair Flight 4978.
At least that had nothing to do with the election. I thought there was a bomb threat. So that's why we ask kindly and nicely to the flight to land in Minsk.
But that is clearly a ruse. There was no bomb, and on board was the political dissident Roman Protasevich.
Oh, was there? Oh, my God, I had no idea. What a fortuitous coincidence. It's like the John Cusack movie, Serendipity.
I've never been more scared to hear a John Cusack reference. For context, could you tell us who Roman Protasevich is?
Olingon, he is a first-class terrorist, the deadliest man on the planet, in my opinion. I mean, worse even than John Malkovich, Cyrus the Virus, in the hit John Cusack film Con Air.
Okay, that's not true. He is a 26-year-old organizer of the peaceful protests against your regime. He co-founded the very popular Telegram channel that coordinated many of the rallies that were held against you.
Yes, he's extremely dangerous and mean, you know? It's like Neo from The Matrix, except bad with his apps that are mean to me.
No, he has been speaking out against your dictatorship and was forced to flee after the elections because your government threatened to jail him.
Oh, come on, please. Does that sound like me?
Yes, you arrested 32,000 protesters and brutally beat hundreds last summer alone. So for you to fake a bomb threat to ground a plane and then imprison a 26-year-old seems very on brand.
Please, it was a pure coincidence. Imagine my surprise when we boarded the plane, shouting, Roman, Roman. And lo and behold, there was the Thanos of Belarus himself, Roman Protasevich. But I assure you, he's being treated very well. I mean, you've seen the video.
You're referring to the 29-second video released of Roman in prison, where he claims to be healthy and treated well, but looks clearly under duress.
Yes, it's 29 seconds, the length of a commercial. We air it on TV here to show how good our prisons are.
Could we speak to him now?
Oh, sure, Lingon. Hang on one moment. I will get him. Hang on. Roman, you want to talk to the American press journalist? Oh, he says no. He's about to go for a massage at the spa.
Okay, could we speak to him later then?
No. He's going on an all-expense-paid amusement park trip after that. So, you know, he just won it. I mean, so lucky, but it will be a while.
President Dictator Lukashenko, you can understand why there's international outcry over this. This plane was not headed to Minsk. It was headed from Greece to Lithuania, and you forced it to land. Do you see how some would view this as state terrorism?
Hey, Lingon, hang on a second. Are you being critical of me?
No, I'm a journalist. I'm just asking questions to understand the truth.
Oh, that's just awful, Lingon. I would like to invite you to come to visit me in Belarus. I'll take you on an all-expense-paid amusement park trip.
Okay, this sounds like a threat. I'm not going to come to Belarus.
Oh, well, then you should visit Lithuania sometime, and I'll make sure that you, get a quick layover here.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Verizon has the largest, most reliable 5G network in the country. But what if you're talking to somebody and you want the call to drop? Boost Mobile offers you the country's least reliable network, so you'll always have an excuse for why the call ended. Boost Mobile, the country's most blamed provider.
Here's what else you need to know today. Piglet was announced as the winner of The Masked Singer, and he was revealed to be Nick Lachey. But the CDC has said that Lachey must continue wearing the Piglet mask on buses, trains, and public transportation. Today's guest was comedian Ray Harrington. Follow him on Twitter at Ray Harrington. Links are in the show notes. And subscribe to the podcast for a new episode every day and to binge on past sketches. That's it for The Daily 2. I'm Olingan Mitra. See you tomorrow.